This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Olin Krutz.
The Bears' number one issue continues to be scoring points. And we all came into this year saying, if the defense can't get the turnovers, can the offense take the next step and score enough points to win a game, right? If they don't put them in good position to score. And the answer ended up being a big no.
Olin Krutz.
Coach Nagy, he is an offensive guy. He brought his scheme. But he's in charge of the team as the head football coach. Is he willing to change the scheme to benefit the team, which means he has to fire himself as the offensive coordinator? When they look at this and sit in a room, Big Ant, like me and you would, and be really honest with each other, if they do that, you have to question the direction that this offense is headed in.
Olin Krutz, every week with Mully and Haw.
He probably doesn't like you,
but he loves to talk Bears with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score. Every time we talk to Olin, you think Merry Christmas, because it's just a joy. And Olin Krutz joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Do you guys just sit around in Hawaii and sing that song all the time? That's how I envision it.
Good morning, Olin.
Good morning, guys. How's it going? That's all we do is sing, and everybody's happy-go-lucky. We're Hawaiian shirts like Andy Reid and drink Mai Tais. And ride
Why not?
Dolphins and live in huts.
That is awesome. Why would you ever leave? For God's sake. Look outside. It's getting cold. Come on. Kids ruin everything.
Kids ruin everything. They ruin everything.
Okay, Olin. So what's our takeaway? What did we learn watching Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs rally and win a Super Bowl?
That was a fun game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Really young, good football players. If you're watching, you know, Patrick Mahomes and DeForest Buckner and Nick Bosa get after them. I don't. Fisher still hasn't blocked Nick Bosa run once, right? The Kansas City left tackle. He still hasn't blocked him once. And the crazy thing about a Super Bowl ring is that Fisher's going to have one for the rest of his life, and Bosa won't right now. So that's crazy. But Mahomes, man, he's so good for a guy to take that many hits during the game and still hang in. Most quarterbacks have checked out already, right? They're not concentrating to hit a guy 44 yards down the field on a 3rd and 15, still standing in that pocket. There was a play where he took off running, and I think he ran through two arm tackles and picked up 10 yards. I mean, this Mahomes guy, I mean, obviously health is a big factor. You know, there's a lot of things that go into having a great long career, but he is fun to watch. It's kind of what you thought going into the game, that eventually Mahomes was just going to win the game, and he did. And you know, there's a lot of things about Kyle Shanahan's play calling and Robert Saleh leaving his guys one-on-one with Kelsey down there on 3rd and 10, like Lombardi was talking about earlier on your guys' show. But just amazing Super Bowl. Watch Andy Reid win his first one. I heard you guys had Dave Cobon, who's a great coach and a great guy, really happy for him to get a Super Bowl. So for me, just as a football fan, to watch that game and watch all the matchup and watch all the really, really good young football players go at it. You know, the league's in good shape, and we're going to have fun watching football for a long time.
Olin, a small point, but I made a note to myself. I wanted to ask you about this. From an offensive lineman's perspective, when you have a quarterback like Mahomes who drops as deep as he does, and it's almost by design, and you just don't see that often where quarterbacks drop between 12 and 14 yards to kind of buy themselves some time, or because they trust their arm to throw that deep downfield. But on that play in particular, the 44-yard completion, he dropped, I think, 14 yards in the pocket. What effect does that have, and is that by design?
Well, that's hell on the tackles, right? That's hell on the tackles. I'm sure he's not supposed to be back there at 14 yards. I'm sure he's supposed to be, you know, 5 to 7 step drop and then stepping up in the pocket. But, you know, when you got a guy like Mahomes and you're the tackle, you just kind of live with it because you realize that there's plays coming. You came back from down from 24 points against the Texans. You came back from down from 10, and this was the guy. And this is kind of what, you know, Andy Reid's offense is, and we know this in Chicago, right? It's the Coach Nagy offense because they're going to line up, and the O-line are going to be one-on-one a lot. And you're not going to get a lot of help, right? You're not going to get a lot of tight ends chipping. They're not going to move the pocket a whole lot, although Andy Reid eventually had to move the pocket for Mahomes because he was just getting killed back there. If they try to double Bosa, Buckner was coming free. If they try to double Buckner, Bosa was coming free. Tariq Armstead was coming free, and Mahomes was getting hit on almost every play. He had no time to throw the ball. So you live with it because you realize how good this guy is. He's special. You got to let a guy like Mahomes do what he does because look what you get at the end, David. You get the Super Bowl ring. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's kind of like that old saying, like, if you're going to do it, you better end up right. You better make us look good. And, you know, the offensive lineman, but the same thing, the other tackle had the same problem, right? Mitchell Schwartz. And I think he just set a record for the least amount of pressures, you know, in a playoff game. So some of that is just knowing where the guy's going to be and executing your technique. And some of that is just going against a guy as great as Nick Bosa was as a rookie this year and just struggling with him the whole game.
You know, we always try to apply this stuff to the Bears and how the Bears can win a Super Bowl. And I'm not sure how it applies because that was such an amazing performance by the quarterback at the end of the game. You know, to turn a switch like that, Olin, where, you know, you're having a bad game and all of a sudden you're winning a game. I saw it suggested that Alex Smith could be a potential veteran quarterback to come in and, I don't know, challenge for a job, join the quarterback room. The guy's had 17 knee surgeries, or leg surgeries, excuse me. I mean, nearly lost his leg. I don't know if that is the right answer, but I don't know what they do. I don't know if they challenge Mitch, if they bring someone in, if they just all the new collection of quarterback coaches work with them. I'm just not sure how the Bears get to that point because they can't run that system the way Kansas City does.
Right, and we can't go back and draft Mahomes, so we've got to figure it out on our side as the Bears, right? So, you know, if Alex Smith is, you know, 100% healthy, which seems kind of far-fetched right now, I mean, obviously you would love to see him in Chicago, a really good quarterback who would challenge Mitch, but then you would have to pay, I heard you guys talking earlier, you'd have to pay him that money, and then he probably is your starter, right, if you pay him what Alex Smith is worth as a healthy quarterback. You know, the Bears offense, you know, we talked about a ton, averaging 17.3 points a game. They were the problem this year. That along with the fact that they ended up -2 in turnover differential instead of +12. They were unusually healthy the year before. I think they only had like 4 injuries. This year, we know all the injuries they had. And what's amazing about that is, though, even with Roquan Smith, Trevathan, and Hicks being out, their defense was still a top 10 unit. Only giving up 18.6 points a game. So you circle right back to the offense, right, that average 17.3 points a game. And that's why Coach Nagy was brought here. And like you brought up, they brought in Lazor and DeFilippo and Juan Castillo and Clancy Barone, the tight end coach, for Gilbride. And it's just kind of what are they going to change? Well, if you look at Lazor and DeFilippo with that hiring and Juan Castillo, well, you know the scheme's not going to change, right, guys? Right. It's still going to be a spread scheme. It's still going to be the RPO. It's still going to be zone read. And what Coach Nagy kind of told you with those with the coaches he fired and the coaches he hired is just that he needed guys to help him implement his scheme more, guys who are more on his page with what he wants to do. And he brought them in the tight end position is a huge problem, just like the quarterback position right now seems to be a problem. How do they upgrade the offensive line with a lack of draft picks? So, look, they're going in on this scheme, this spread offense, this college offense, and we just watched it. And in my opinion, if you want to win a Super Bowl with that scheme we just watched, well, you better have Patrick Mahomes back there at quarterback while he's taking all those hits from that defensive line. So it'll be very interesting to see what direction the Bears offense goes in. If you ask me, guys, with the hiring, it's pretty obvious. It's just more of the same. And I heard Lombardi earlier on your guys' show, and he makes a great point. It's It's really, what can Mitch do, right? What does Mitch do well? What can he do over and over again for 16 games? It doesn't look like it's a spread offense. An interesting guy to ask that question would be their new pass game coordinator, Dave Ragone, who was here to you know, break down Mitch, who was the quarterback coach, and they drafted him. And, you know, we talked about this before, but Dow Loggins and Ragone drafted Mitch to run the scheme you saw Garoppolo running, right? The scheme that the Vikings run. They want to run that wide zone boot scheme, which Mitch looks the best at doing. So will they go to that? That I don't know, guys. It doesn't seem like they have anybody in that building who understands that scheme really well, except for, I think, maybe Juan Castillo, who coached with Kubiak in Baltimore. So the direction they go on offense, it looks like you're going to see more of this RPO, zone read, spread type offense, which would tell me they would need another tight end. They need a little bit of an upgrade offensive line, and, you know, we'll see how they create salary cap space for that. But it should be interesting watching how this, you know, 29th-ranked offense in the league, 17.3 points a game, tries to improve.
Hold on quickly before I let you go. Would you call your ex-teammate Greg Olsen if you're the Bears? I think he'll probably land with Ron Rivera and Pete Hayner in Washington, but they certainly do need a tight end, and they need some depth.
I think you definitely do call him. I think you have to take a look at the film, obviously, and to see how healthy Greg is. Obviously, he's up there in age. But, you know, if you can get a veteran in your tight end room for a good price, a guy who can teach young guys how to play offense, how to play tight end, how to run routes. I mean, he is the guy you're looking for. Obviously, it's the young Greg Olsen you're looking for. That I think Coach Nagy calls it the U tight end, right? The guy who can split out. Win one-on-one matchup. You just watched Travis Kelce do it, you know, to the San Francisco 49ers. So, yeah, I mean, I think you give him a call if he's not asking for anything crazy, just because your tight end room is in dire need of a good tight end, a guy who can get open, and a guy who can win one-on-one matchups out there and scare people. But obviously you have to take a good look at his health and where he is and the film. And then, you know, but if you can get him for a good price and he can help groom young tight ends with Clancy Barone, their new tight end coach, and then why not take a look?
Thanks, Olin. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Olin.
Appreciate it, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.